Welcome to the Hall of Angels. On the right wall, we could admire a pair of marble curtain-bearing angels from the 15th century by Paolo di Galdo Cantaneo, forming part of a cenotaph, a type of funeral monument, now dispersed between the Bardini Museum in Florence and the Metropolitan Museum in New York. Among the angels inside the niche is a 16th century Pietà by Michelangelo di Domenico, who was known as Naccarino, a pupil of Gio Bologna, a sculpture in the Michelangelo style. In this case, Christ is shown as a man with his mother after his crucifixion, rather than a babe with the Virgin, as many scenes portray. Above the sideboard is a late 15th century bust of the Redeemer in polychrome terracotta, the work of the Tuscan sculptor Agnolo di Polo, one of Verrocchio's best pupils, most appreciated at the time and favorably cited by Vasari. In display case 1, Etruscan artifacts from the 6th to 1st century BC. On shelf 1, at the top center, is noted the amphora, with cuspid-pated handles, of Bucuroid impasto, having stamped decoration from the 7th century BC, coming from Crustumerium, one of the so-called lost cities of Lazio. In the center of the room, on the walnut Fortino table of the 17th century, leaning on a 16th century parade helmet, an embossed silver sheet with a burin finish, the 19th century artifact is a masterpiece by the great French goldsmith Antoine Vecte. It is followed by a 19th century balestrina, in a must muliebre, Latin phrase for womanly, velato capite, marble sculpture from the second half of the 2nd century AD, depicting a noblewoman with her head covered by a veil. In showcase 2, among the many finds of Etruscan art, we find in shelf 3 a bronze mirror from the 3rd century BC, and at the bottom of shelf 4 a terracotta scenery urn from Chiusi from the 2nd century BC, with the lid depicting the deceased wrapped in a cloak with the head resting on a pillow, and on the front a fighting scene. Your visit continues in the Hall of Emperors.